But first, as well as world leaders, bureaucrats, politicians, COP26 has attracted musicians, activists and campaigners. Clyde Built Radio is a web-based community radio station in Glasgow, and their detailed coverage of COP26 includes interviews with legendary musicians and campaigners Patti Smith and Brian Eno. Patti Smith performed in the Pathways to Paris music event in Glasgow. Here's Clyde Built Radio presenter Sophie Schnupp talking first with Patti Smith prior to her appearance on the concert stage.
Do you want to talk to us about how music has inspired you to make change?
Well, I'm inspired by all kinds of people. I think that music and art is very important in terms of inspiring people and inciting them. But I've also always believed that it's the people that have the power and our numbers and the people that make huge change. Artists cannot do it themselves. A song cannot do it themselves. A strong individual cannot do it him or herself. We really need the people to rally and sacrifice and help to make change. But I know even as a young girl, a song like the Lonesome Ballad of Hattie Carroll helped solidify ideas in the fight for racial equality and give young people an awareness. I was 15 when I heard that song, and when Neil Young did Ohio, he really helped energize the anti-war movement.
Yeah.
And I think that music has always been important, protest music and poetry. But again, it's up to us. It's up to the people to make change.
So music can inspire.
Yes.
And has been at the forefront of almost all kind of different activisms and manifestations of the past. And so kind of it is now the time for music to really engage in the climate fight from the listeners of music to the musicians.
Yes.
So here you're in Glasgow. How are you feeling, and how is Glasgow treating you?
I'm very happy to be here. I think we have a very difficult task ahead.
Mm.
You know, I think of Joan Baez, one of our great singers, one of our great protest singers, walking hand in hand with Martin Luther King at the height of the civil rights movement. That's a beautiful example of the spiritual, the political, and the artistic coming together. And that's what we strive for.
And that's what we're doing here tonight at the Pathway to Paris.
Yes, just
if you could say to the whole world and the whole population one thing that they can do to be part of the climate fight, what would your one bit of advice be?
Truthfully, the very first thing is to love one another. Because if you love one another, you want to protect and help one another. And there's no way that people can better help one another than to preserve the earth that sustains us. No matter how elemental it seems, it all comes down to love.
Sharing love and finding love of each other.
And acting upon it.
Ooh.
Act upon love.
That's beautiful.
A big hello and welcome to Brian Eno. It is an absolute pleasure to have you on our show.
Hi. It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Great. Let's dive in. Thinking about art and feelings, the emotional baggage that we hold and wear when fighting against climate change.
Do you see the feelings that we get from art and the work that artists are making about the climate fight and the climate change having an influence on the transformative change that we need?
What I think artists are doing, they have always done this to some extent, but now I think there's a new stamina being applied to this. They're falling in love with the world. I keep thinking that the way we will save the planet is by falling in love with it, by realizing that every little microbe has a reason for existing and has a right to exist, as it were. We have this sort of hierarchy of importance, but we don't think really that rats are important or that microbes or bacteria are important. So we regard some of the universe as important, the bit that we like, and the rest of it as resources. So we think that all that stuff exists to keep us going or keep us amused. what's happening now as artists and scientists are looking more and more at the incredible, fantastic beauty of the world as a system, as an ecosystem, is that we cannot sustain that distinction anymore. So I think we're educating ourselves, basically, and we're educating ourselves, and it becomes impossible in the light of that education to say, let's just treat the planet like a resource and a rubbish dump, which is what we have been doing throughout the Industrial Revolution.
Musician and climate activist Brian Eno ending that report from Clyde Built Radio in Glasgow. Special thanks to presenter Sophie Schnupp, who recorded these interviews. Thanks also goes to Glaswegian Lois Hyatt and Bay FM's Mia Armitage, who worked together to bring us the material from COP26.